I was comfortable there and when I was with Chicago in the off season, and it's really just a matter of doing what I can do, and I've done this a million times. I just have to go out there and execute and just make sure I know the schemes Arizona's running, and I'm sure they're going to try to bring some pressure on me as a rookie, so I mean, I got to be ready for anything.
What is the key in a game like this where the stakes are a little higher? I mean, you're a pro. You haven't been here before, but you're at this level and expected to perform.
Right, yeah, and then I've been doing this for a very long time now. I started as a true freshman at Old Dominion, and I played all 4 years, and I'm comfortable with snapping the football. This is something I've done a million times. It's just a matter of being perfect and, like I said, being quiet, staying quiet. My name shouldn't be out there in the media. So.
Hey, Rick, after you got done with Chicago, what were you doing the last 3-4 months before?
So once I got released from Chicago, I had to work out with the Miami Dolphins, and besides that, I've been working out at my gym at home, 15 minutes away from my house, and I've been working at my father and my uncle's sub shop and in New Jersey. So, I mean, but I've been training for this. I've been waiting for a moment like this for a long time now, and I'm ready. I'm ready to go show everyone that I can do this, and no one should know my name.
Pretty sweet Christmas present to get this opportunity.
The best Christmas present I've ever gotten.
You found
incredible
friends to snap too, and
what's
stuff
that?
Like that. You've got guys you're snapping too. And
oh, absolutely. I have my friend from Old Dominion. My teammate grew up from 20 minutes away from my house. He comes and works out with me every day. I have him rush me. I have him catch my snaps every day, and I mean, we get after it. I mean, snapping's my life. This is what I want to do as a job, and right now it is my job, and that's a dream come true to me. So.
Can you describe how this particular opportunity came about, when you got the call, to how soon you get here?
So I had a workout with Green Bay, conveniently last Friday, and that was a quick. I heard about that in October, and I wasn't sure when the date would be, when I would be going out there for a workout. But I just did well on Friday, and I was just trying to do my best, what I knew how to do. And then, unfortunately for Brett's injury, I'm here. I'm here, and I'm here to help out the team and get this win for against Arizona on Sunday.
What does a long snapping workout entail when you came here on Friday? What did you do?
A lot of punt snaps, a lot of field goal snaps. I mean, that's basically all my job requires to do. So I mean, a lot of punt snaps, probably a good 25 to 30 punt snaps to three different punters. And once you get used to it's long snapping is all muscle memory. So once you're comfortable, once you start getting going, and everything is just smooth. And I felt that way on Friday, which was great for me. And then we got some field goals in, probably 12 field goals, and did a little drill work, and that was it. I mean, the practice was about an hour long, and I thought I did very well. And fortunately enough, they thought I did very well, too. They brought me here to fill in for Brett's job. So
when you left here last Friday, the last thing on your mind was
Oh, absolutely. I had, like I said, I had no idea. I watched the Raiders game against, the Green Bay against the Raiders, and knowing that I just worked out with Green Bay, obviously I was watching a little bit closer and at the long snaps, and he did great. And I didn't think anything of it. And then finally on Monday, I'm getting a call that he might be hurt. So, and I didn't know if I would be here for a couple of days, if he was going to get patched up and then play. But then I found out when I got here that it was a torn ACL. So, I mean, I'm just here and ready to go, ready to play on Sunday.
So how do you keep motivated? You said you had to work out. Was it right away after you got cut with Chicago?
Yes, I went to Miami probably about 3 or 4 days later. And,
so how do you keep going when your phone's not ringing and you have no idea if you're getting another shot at it? You know?
That's the thing. I mean, I was just trying to stay as patient as possible because this is what I want to do in my life. I mean, long snapping is – I've grown up doing this since I was in sixth grade. So, I mean, I've loved it ever since I was a kid. I've been teaching it at home to younger kids, and this is what I want to do. So I mean, I know for a long snapper, it takes some guys 3 to 4 years just to break into the NFL. So me as a specialty position, I can keep practicing and practicing and that's what I'm doing, and thankfully that's why I'm here today.